Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're continuing our conversation, this Valentine's Day conversation about how to unpack emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. My guests are Nicole Turner, detox strategist and author of Detox Your Relationship, Know When to Stay and When to Go, and relationship blogger Sister Celibacy. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, so stay with us. We'll get to as many phone calls as we can. Let's talk to Ty, calling from Clinton. Hey, Ty, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. Thank you all for taking my call.
Sure.
Just, you know, love is so exciting, and it can be exciting when you put the work in for it. I was saying earlier that this year I'll be married 17 years, and I'm super excited about that. My husband and I have been together for 19 years, and one of the biggest things, and I came with baggage.
What was your baggage?
Parents that were divorced. My parents didn't raise my brother and myself. My grandparents raised us. Whereas he came from a two-parent home and siblings that were there, and just our backgrounds were different. And so I came into our dating relationship and even brought into our marriage some walls, because even though we, you know, once we got married and I knew that this is who God had for me, I still had some trust issues. You know, when is he going to leave? Or just because of, you know, some family emotional baggage that I brought in, and I found myself very clingy, and he wasn't. So we had to, and it took some struggling to get through that. But we talked about it, and that was something that was very, very difficult for me, because I just felt like, well, you'll never understand, so why am I going to tell you? You know, you had your parents. You had other great relationships with, you know, in the past before we got together. But
so how did you fix it?
Just be honest and open with your mate. Now we're at a place where, thankfully, under the ministry where we are at our church, we lead our family and couples ministry, and we counsel couples. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we really emphasize to them is the importance of communication. You don't hold things in. Sometimes even what you say hurts. But if your mate doesn't know how you're feeling, if they don't know that you're, you know, some people come into relationships and don't talk about their baggage.
Okay.
And now you're putting that baggage on somebody else, and they don't know why. They don't know why you're angry all the time. They don't know why you're mistreating them. But you have to talk about it. I mean, we stress that so much. Just be honest.
Well, let me see what Sister has to say about that. Sister, go ahead.
I agree with you. I actually went through something similar. I've never been married, but I knew I had daddy issues. So
What does that mean?
Daddy issues is when your father was in and out of your life pretty much when he feels like it, and you pretty much weren't a priority in his life until later on in life, because that's what happened with me and my father. So I had to deal with those issues in therapy, and I discovered a lot of the men that I were dating were very similar to how my father used to be. Playboys, just arguing with you. That's how he used to be. So after intense therapy, I had to work through those issues and realize, like, I don't want to bring that baggage into a relationship. I feel like in your singlehood, that's when you need to be working on yourself to prepare yourself for your husband, so you don't go into your marriage with these type of issues.
Okay. Ty, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Antoinette, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to say the problems that I'm having in a relationship is all the sexual trauma that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to drop my guard and to get intimate with my partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a lot of baggage. I guess I haven't dealt with all those issues, and it's just really hard.
Well, I would imagine that the first thing is that you realize that there is the issue, and I think acknowledging it is the first thing. But, Nicole, what's her next step? I mean, I think this goes to the very heart of, you know, what you do when you're talking about detoxing, you know, getting rid of, you know, some of the toxic elements in your personality or in your past so that you can have a successful relationship. So what should she do?
And sexual abuse is something that's very difficult to get over. So my first question to you is, did you go to therapy to try to deal with what you went through?
No.
And that's probably the first place you need to go, is to seek therapy, whether that's from a therapist or via your pastor at your church. And then as you're progressing through the healing process, you also have to forgive yourself, and you have to forgive the people who have done the things to you that were totally inappropriate and out of line. Because as we all know, we hear it all the time, the cliche, forgiveness is for us, not for them. And part of the healing process is forgiving them. Because oftentimes the people who commit those type of acts against children and adults, they are broken themselves. They have their own issues, their own struggles. And that's no excuse for them. Their behavior is totally unacceptable. But you have to get to a point where first you can heal yourself. And I would definitely recommend going through therapy. And if you don't want to see a counselor, go to someone at your church. They have counseling sessions, counseling services there as well.
Okay. Antoinette, thank you so much. And certainly,
thank you.
Absolutely. And we certainly wish you the best health as you try to move through this situation. So thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jeremiah, calling from Sterling, Virginia. What's on your mind?
Good evening. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing just fine.
Doing good.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just have more or less a comment.
Go ahead.
Not a question. As far as baggage and things, I think with we men, and one of the young ladies mentioned, we have to take a good look at ourselves, examine ourselves, and come to relationships, because a lot of us don't know what a real relationship is. We marry or have girlfriends because they meet a specific need or they feel the need we have, but I think a lot of us enter those type of things that we don't really know how to talk or express ourselves or really how to come out of ourselves. So I think it's kind of a sad Valentine's for me. I'll probably get divorced soon, but I realized through that whole process that I just didn't really know how to carry a relationship. I was very selfish, and I think we have to be honest with it. Know who you are, know your strengths and weaknesses, and then I think if you do that first, you'll avoid some of these baggage situations
I've
come across.
Okay. Well said, Jeremiah. Thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Florence, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Florence. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just trying to add to a fact that was established on the conversation with somebody else that called, that doesn't really need to get that bad before you leave. You know, we women, I don't really know, maybe it's our genetic makeup, but sometimes it really, really needs to get bad before we can pick up ourselves and really be strong and decide that, okay, we're done and we're done. We're getting out of this. I'm in a relationship and the guy is yet to fully divorce from his previous relationship, you know, and over time, you know, he tells me different stories and stuff like that. So he has a lot of baggage. And even despite saying all this, you know, and I also see some behavioral concerns, selfish, and he's selfish, the way he treats his daughter. And I can imagine that that must have been what he has done to his wife to have brought them to that stage. And what he says about his sisters, it really, really gives me like a red alarm. Mm-hmm.
So, and Florence, let me stop you there. And you're with him. Why?
That's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes I make excuses. Oh, maybe this. Oh, maybe that, or maybe it's not really him, it's the situation, you know, and you keep making excuses. So it got to a stage that I had to sit down and I said, okay, you know what? I have to be selfish about myself. What do I really want? These things I'm saying that are flags. Mm-hmm. I really want to continue with this. And
so what's your answer? So what are you going to do?
So I decided, I had a chat with him. Mm-hmm. I called him. I said, you know what? At this point, we need to decide what we're going to do. I am done with all these excuses you're making, and these are your behaviors.
Okay.
You can imagine I was sick. I was in an ambulance. Mm-hmm. I gave this guy a call, and he didn't even respond.
Well, there it is. Hold on. Right now, I think You say no more. go right ahead, sister.
I really believe when anyone shows you who they are, believe them.
Absolutely.
It's that simple. If he's not responding to you being an ambulance girl, you better leave him.
Mm, yeah. If you think you were sick then.
Yeah.
Yeah, then. Yeah, well, Florence, you know, good luck to you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dawn, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Dawn. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
I'm fine.
Oh,
how
I
are
was
you?
Discussing. I'm new here in this area, and relationships, I'm really not even sweating them anymore because everybody has baggage.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into a relationship, you have to come in to take out of the baggage, not add into the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of relationships are just getting so overweight with a bunch of negativity, because things need to be taken out that shouldn't be there, and love should be put in.
Well, but wait a minute. Hold on.
What's happening today.
But Dawn, you started the conversation. You said that you're really not sweating relationships. What does that mean exactly?
Because they don't know how to relate to each other.
So you're saying no relationships for you?
We don't respect each other. I'm a really, social person. I speak to them. They just look at me like I just said something bad.
Mm.
You know, it's like we don't even speak to each other. We don't respect each other. So it's like when I do try to be in a relationship, it's impersonal. They want to text you. I'm not a machine. I'm a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was accused of being treated as such. So I'll just let it go. Be done.
Nicole, talk to me. Okay, Dawn, I've got you. Nicole, talk to me about what you're hearing in reference to what Dawn is sharing with us.
So it sounds like Dawn is saying since she's been in this area, dating has been very difficult for her. People are lacking in their communication skills. They prefer texting over talking. It's very impersonal. They don't want to like share and engage. So she's finding dating to be very difficult. And I have to admit, in the DC area, dating can be a little challenging. However, if you're seeing the same patterns over and over, the common denominator is you. So you may need to assess what is it you're giving off that people are taking in that attract that type of behavior.
Yeah. Well, something to think about. Dawn, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And certainly good luck to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. When you leave one relationship and you are thinking about entering into another relationship, how do you know that you are ready, sister? And I want Nicole to also address that, please.
When I left my courtship about 6 months ago, I knew he was not ready to take it forward as far as marriage is concerned, just because I could feel that his guard is up. And I can say when I was having sex, I wouldn't have noticed any of these signs. But because I'm not having sex and I'm celibate, it's easier for me to really view people, because all we have is conversation as a celibate person. That's all we have.
But how do you know when you're ready to enter into a new relationship? I mean, obviously, you said you left a relationship 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that he is no longer in the picture.
No, he's no longer.
Okay, so that was 6 months ago. And are you seeing someone now, if I may ask?
No, I'm having conversations. I tell people to have conversations first. You ain't got to take me on no date.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk first.
So how do you know when you're ready to move beyond conversations? And I don't mean necessarily with any one particular man.
Mm-hmm.
But just in general.
I guess it depends on where the conversation leads. It really does. If you just texted me with emojis and that's your conversation, it's just a whole bunch of cartoon characters on my phone, I'm not going to want to date you at all. But if we have intense conversations, we're talking politics, we're talking Black History Month, we're talking about everything, and I just feel comfortable with you to trust you enough to take me on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when I feel like you should move on.
I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to have Nicole also respond to that same issue. This is Valentine's Day. We are talking about unpacking your emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about Valentine's Day and unpacking emotional baggage to have the very best relationship now or in the future. Before the break, I was asking, how do you know when you're ready to move toward a new relationship after having left an old relationship? So how do you know, Nicole? What kind of things are you looking for in your spirit, your emotions, in your day-to-day posture?
You know you're ready to move on when you don't want that old thing back. When you stop thinking about, oh, we did this, and when a song comes on and you get all emotional, when you can move forward without the, oh, I wish Jeremy was here. He was so great to me. Well, Jeremy really wasn't so great to you. That's why the two of you aren't together. So when you get to a point where you don't wake up every day wondering what that person is doing and missing what the two of you had, it's probably a good time to move on. I don't recommend the whole rebound relationships because some people, they don't like to be alone. So they jump from one relationship to the other without taking the time to just breathe and remove some of the trash, if it was trash, in that previous relationship.
But do you have to be with someone just because you've moved beyond the past? Does that necessarily mean that you're ready to be with someone? Because some people can get to the point where, as you're suggesting, that you don't have the emotional pangs from the past relationship, but you may not necessarily be ready for the next one.
And you don't have to. Even if you're over that previous relationship, there's nothing that says you have to move into a new relationship. The best relationship you have is the one you have with yourself. Mm-hmm. So embrace the singleness. There's so much beauty in being single. And people who are not in relationships, they see singleness as a negative. But that's the opportunity to truly love yourself, have time with your friends, pamper yourself. Those things that you had on your to-do list that you didn't get to do because you were given that time to a relationship, that's the perfect opportunity to dive into some of those goals that you have. So absolutely, you don't have to jump into a relationship just because you no longer desire that previous relationship.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jackie, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Jackie. What's on your mind? Jackie, are you there? Jackie, give me a call back if you can. So, sister, talk to me a little bit about the celibacy issue, because you mentioned before that
it's not an issue. Let's clarify. Not an issue.
See, but it's obviously a tood. And there's that. So, So, Nicole, let's talk about you.
I'm not celibate. So yeah.
All right.
You know, it just kills me because people will come up to me, you still doing that celibacy thing? Like, I'm going to a club or something. Like, it ain't a thing.
Well, but let semantics notwithstanding, you mentioned that in the last relationship, he wasn't, you know, moving toward marriage. Mm-hmm. And so you are, you know, happy in your, you know, celibacy. And obviously you've been dealing with that. But, and this is a real question, must you be married in order to have sex again?
Yes, I'm waiting for marriage.
And so if you, as so many women have found, and men too, that are celibate, that it is difficult to find a mate that they want to marry, how long might you wait?
I'll wait as long as possible.
Okay, now what does that mean, long as possible?
When God feels that I'm ready for it and he sends that person to me, then it'll happen. I don't have a time or a calculator pinned out on my calendar, like, mm-hmm, circled. Like, oh, on the 25th, I'm going to get my husband. That's not up to me. That's not up to any of us, pretty much.
So when you are meeting, you know, guys, and, you know, how do you address, that question or that unissue?
Oh, I let them know up front. Mm-hmm. I've learned that waiting to tell them, mm-hmm, you've been on 10 dates, they didn't spend a couple of dollars on you, and then you hit them with the I'm celibate, they get upset because they was working for some of them cookies, and they're not going to get none of them cookies. Mm-hmm. So I like to tell people up front, but what I have discovered in my celibacy is that there are a lot of men in this area that are celibate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing. I feel like since my energy has shifted, I'm attracting the guys that I want to be with. Before, I was not. They were terrible men I was attracting. Mm-hmm.
But hold on, though. But the celibacy is not... Just because a guy's not celibate doesn't mean that he's a horrible person.
And
but you're saying
right.
that for you, sex was a distraction.
It was a distraction
okay.
for me.
Okay, cool. I get it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. She said cookies. That's so funny. Jackie, calling from Baltimore. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm single. Been single quite a while now.
What's a while?
Been single quite a while now.
When you say a while, Jackie, what's a while?
Oh, goodness. I've been single. I've been divorced about, I guess, 15 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not seen to be, I'm saved and in church and ministry and all of that, but I'm not seen to be meeting anyone in my church. So what's a good way to meet other single men to start dating, maybe even the marriage process,
mm-hmm. Change churches.
And then, no,
I'm just kidding, Jackie. I'm going to let our ladies give you some advice with that. Nicole, go right ahead.
So what other activities do you participate in? Do you have groups that you're a part of, meetups or social groups where you can meet like-minded people?
Very few, and that's one of the things I told myself for 2017 that I was going to start joining some outside social groups, because of other things and other people, naturally other people I desire to connect with, like some of the organizations, not just to meet people and to get more involved, socially involved with, outside of the church.
So I think that's a good start. You'll meet people.
That's all you got?
I mean, with me, because, I live where I live at. I'm out there, so.
Oh, yeah,
I
you're in Western Maryland,
yeah,
so, yeah, I mean, you got dogs and
I got
trees
to meet somebody
there,
up there. Yeah. I can't just be the animals.
Lumberjacks. But, Jackie, let the man here in this conversation at least make some general suggestions, and she's going to kill me for saying this, but I got to put it out there. My mother's single. My mother's a widow. She's 74 years old. And, she's attractive. She's outgoing. She's never home, which is another conversation because I never get to see her much, which is all fine, well, and good. But you know what my mother has always said? She said, men are where you find them. And, so it's not always whether, they're in church or whether they're in professional groups or whether they're in social groups. There are men everywhere. You just have to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, obviously. And, certainly you've got to be, approachable. So if you're a professional person, yeah, you may want to join a professional organization. If you are, a person who is involved in church, well, there are other activities outside of church for, and I'm assuming you're a Christian, but even if you're not, whatever faith you may happen to be involved in, there are all kinds of things. But the thing about it is you got to be seen, because if you just go to church and you go home, the mailman's not going to bring a man to you. The only man that you're going to see is that mailman. And if you're at work, you won't see him then either. So I think, I know I'm being silly, but also I'm really, really serious about that. And I say that a lot. And you ladies can tell me if I'm out of line.
You're here, absolutely.
But you gotta be seen. And the last piece of advice that, that I will give before I turn this back over to the real experts is that, if a guy asks you out, as long as his breath is okay and he has most of his teeth and he's polite, go. Just go. Just kind of, hang out with him. You don't necessarily have to, see him as your next husband. Just just go and enjoy, you know, the company. And when it's over, you know, for the evening, and let him take you home, shake his hand, and see where it goes from there. How am I doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. I tell people to change their mindset about dating. Don't date. Just hang out. Focus on the friendship. Most people go into a date expecting to find out if that person has the potential to be a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife. And that's one of the places I think where you may make a mistake. If you're focusing on the friendship and getting to know the person, and if you do things that are fun, because think about it, when we go to dinner, we're worried about, oh, do I have broccoli in my teeth? Am I saying the right thing?
Well, I'd still worry about that. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, but if you're doing something fun, whatever fun is for you, where people can release their inhibitions and just be themselves, you get the opportunity to better understand a person. And even if you end up not liking them, you had fun. So you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, just kind of get out. And, you know, enjoy yourself and certainly, you know, be seen. You never know what you may find in the produce section of the grocery store. So, you know, just a little thought. Jackie, good luck to you. Thank you so much. I only have about a minute or so left. I'll let Sister have kind of the last word. Go right ahead. Your thoughts about this Valentine's Day and moving into the new relationship or making the present one emotionally fresh and engaging.
I feel like this Valentine's Day, just me personally, moving into a new relationship, just leave your baggage behind and go in with an open mind. I think that's very important. Don't go in with the expectations that he's going to be a certain way, because when you do that and he's not Prince Charming, he's somebody from Southeast. He got a little hood in him.
There's nothing wrong with being from Southeast. Let's
absolutely not. My brother is. Represent.
Okay.
You know? So ain't no problem with it.
Oh, there you go. You know, I had to save you, you know.
Listen, I'm down for the South Side.
There you go. Nicole Turner, Sister Celibacy, thank you both so very much. I hope you both have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
There you go. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, February 14th. I'm Harold Fisher. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.